States has a large Harry Potter lightning bolt-like scar on the temple of his forehead. He would like to say he got it from a bar fight, but it is from skin cancer removal surgery. Skin cancer has been a hot topic for the last 5 years, but how many people are listening to the warnings? Some assume that if you put on SPF 15 sunscreen and go to the beach, that you will be protected for hours. Others seem to think that tanning beds are safer than the natural UV rays you get from the sun. Yates knows better. He now lathers up with SPF 45 and wears hats when he will be outdoors for extended amounts of time. Shoulders and back are the major contributing factors of skin cancer. The Department of Epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health did studies that show people who have fair skin and hair or have blue, green, or gray eyes are more likely to develop skin cancer than people with darker complexion. Some panic when they hear the word cancer and automatically assume that chemotherapy is involved in the cure. Basal cell carcinoma has several treatment options that include surgery to cut out the infected area and topical treatments, according to the British Nursing Journal. Studies at Stafford University Medical Center have also shown adding more vitamin D to your diet might protect against some forms of skin cancer. Signing off for the Epidermis Podcast, this is Jessica Pickett.